Walker this week signed a bill that gives communities more time to reduce the release of phosphorus, even though the chemical is a major contributor to algae growth in surface waters. The Republican governor notes he shot down a compromise reached 5 years ago by then-Democratic Governor Jim Doyle.
They were probably overly aggressive in terms of how realistic it was, particularly with local governments. Some of the biggest proponents of making the changes and reforms in the phosphorus bill were local governments.
Also during Earth Week, it's being reported that Walker's DNR is supporting the Wisconsin timber industry in a dispute over federal plans to protect a species of bat. The governor says it's a significant issue.
We just want to make sure, working with that, that it's not done in a way that completely ignores the concerns that the forestry and other industry had. They think there's a way of creating a balance between the two.
Walker says his governing philosophy is to try to increase jobs while still protect the environment. This week, the Wisconsin League of Conservation Voters rejected Walker's balancing act and endorsed Democrat Mary Burke in the governor's race. The League's Ann Sayers says Burke has a clear commitment to the environment,
including opposing a mine that could pollute our water, supporting local control so that local communities have the ability to protect within their very own backyard. And specifically here, we're talking about frac sand mining.
Newly announced Democratic candidate for governor Brett Halsey also took on Scott Walker this week, describing the governor's record as assaults on families and the environment. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.